Thank you for listening to a recorded worship service of Gaiman Mennonite Church. Our church is located just outside Adamstown, Pennsylvania. We hope this service points you to Jesus, and we invite you to come worship the Lord with us. Gaiman Mennonite Church.
Enjoy the service.
Morning. So as I was trying to think of a verse to share this morning, I was also thinking about the seniors sharing what they're going to be doing the next couple of years. And I was thinking about how God will always be with us no matter where we go. And I came across a verse in Genesis 28:15, and God is talking to Jacob, and he says, "I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I'm done what I promised with you." And I thought that this is just a reassurance that no matter what happens in our life and what changes are made, that God will always be with us. And that just really comforted me.
Well, I guess I got the order mixed up. So if you guys could all stand and turn to number 5 in the Mennonite hymnal. Thank you.
Would the ushers please come forward for the morning offering? Please pray with me. Lord, I just thank you for this beautiful weather we've been having, and finally warming up, and just bless the offering and the hands you gave, and put it to thy intended use. In your name pray. Amen.
Good morning.
I'm going to start the senior sharing. We're just going to share a couple of things about the church and what we're doing after we graduate, if we graduate. No, for the 2018 and 19 season, I have selected to spend most of my days with Nelson at Messick's Farm Equipment. I'm taking a gap year after this year, and then after that we'll see. I might go to college or I might continue to work. Something that's been really meaningful to me about this church is that it's a pretty close-knit group. Like, I can look out and I pretty much know everyone here, and they know who I am. And all of us selected a song for worship, and I selected He Reigns.
Good morning. After I graduate high school, I'm going to Lebanon Valley College to study physical therapy. So I'll graduate in 6 years with a doctorate degree, and I hope to work in a pediatric hospital or a clinic. And my favorite thing about this church is probably all the great role models that come through here. Like, I can name probably so many father figures and mother figures, including my own mom and dad, that have influenced me to become the guy I am today.
Good morning. After this summer, I'm planning on going to Westminster College. It's about an hour north of Pittsburgh, and I'm going to study mechanical engineering there. I'm also going to be a part of the swim team and track team there, so I'll continue my athletic career as well. And Westminster doesn't exactly have like a straight engineering program, but I'm going to do like a 3-2 program, and they have a really strong tie with Case Western out there, so I'll be able to get my master's in mechanical engineering in 5 years instead of 6 years with that program. And Gaiman's has been a big part of my life, especially the youth group. We're so close and a family, and like every Sunday we always go over to Nelson's house and just hang out, and it's just been a really good thing for me. And it's also helped build my faith and also become a part of like the FCA club at Cacalico and also our Army for One Bible study. And just I've made a lot of friend groups there.
So mine's a bit longer. I didn't know we were going shorter. But when I started this school year, I had no idea what I wanted to do after graduation. Everyone kept asking me what I wanted to do, and I'm like, I have no idea. And halfway through the year, I'm like, I probably should make up my mind of what I want to do. So what I did know that I wanted to do is I wanted to strengthen my faith before I went out into the world and decided what I wanted to do. So I decided to go to Miracle Mountain Ranch School of Discipleship. That's where my sister Miranda went to. I sent my application in a couple weeks ago, and Friday I was accepted. For those of you who don't know about Miracle Mountain Ranch School of Discipleship, I have a little information about what I will learn there. The School of Discipleship exists to make disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ by means of biblical instruction and hands-on training in practical ministry through the development of interpersonal one-on-one relationship for the glory of God and the advancement of His kingdom. The overall goal of the School of Discipleship is to develop Christ-like character, integrity, and maturity in people through the gospel of Jesus Christ and to prepare them for positions of responsible spiritual influence and leadership in the light of the gospel message. At the same time, this program also provides practical training and experience in a variety of skill areas within a Christian camping ministry, specifically in horsemanship camp programming areas. It is a very specialized program for individuals who desire to focus on developing effective Christian leadership and ministry skills in this area. Since its beginning in 1981, the School of Discipleship has existed to provide an opportunity for college-aged men and women to spend a year deepening their spiritual walk, establishing their faith, and sharing that faith with whomever they encounter. And the horses are a plus, too. When we were talking about Youth Sunday, all of us were supposed to pick a song, and at first it was hard for me to pick one because there's so many and they're nice to sing. But when I dug more into not just how nice they are to sing, but the words, I picked Never Once. It is a fun song to sing, but I think it's a nice song for when we're graduating, because the first verse, standing on this mountaintop, seeing just how far we've come, that is what I'm doing right now. I'm at a high point in my life, and I'm looking back on everything I've done And then the next line is knowing that for every step you were with us. And as we're looking back, we can know that God was always there. And then the chorus is never once did you leave us on our own. He never left us on our own. He never will leave us on our own. So as I start this new chapter in my life, the one thing I can be absolutely sure of is that God will always be there.
So when I graduate, I'm going to be attending Shippensburg University to major in chemistry. In the youth group, we're so close, and so I made, really great friends and everything, and I really enjoyed the missions trips that we've gone on, especially Guatemala. And I just wanted to, thank the church for, all the support, financially and, through their prayers, on the different trips we've gone on.
So that was just a little bit of what each senior is going to be doing after this year of high school. And just a reminder to keep all of us in your prayers, because it's a big difference skipping from the 13 years of school that you've been at and then going into, either more school or the real world. So just keep us in your prayers.
Show the power. Thank you.
So I'm just going to share a little bit about what we're doing this summer. The youth group will be traveling to Clarksville, Georgia with Team Effort. Team Effort is a nonprofit youth organization dedicated to providing opportunities to reach out to others through Christian service. While there, we will be working in a struggling Hispanic neighborhood. We will have the opportunity to reach out and minister to children through vacation Bible schools and children outreach programs. We will also have the opportunity to work with these families through home improvement and repair projects, such as home additions, roofing, and painting. As we spend time ministering to the children and helping to improve their homes, we will be showing them that the love of Christ is the new center of their lives. And we just have a short video then to watch.
That just gives you a little snapshot of Team Effort. The youth group would have went to Team Effort twice in the past few years ago, so if the name sounds familiar, that's why. So if the youth want to come up, we are going to do a song, which has become a tradition over the past couple of years. So sit back and enjoy. I won't embarrass you, I promise. So to start our prayer and share time, what I'd like to do is have the five seniors kind of space themselves out in the middle aisle, kind of space out so that people can gather around you. If one of the seniors is your child or grandchild or niece or nephew or somehow related, or if one of them is standing close to you, make a circle around them, and we are going to take like 5 minutes or so and pray for them. So each individual circle, take some time to pray, and then I'll close it at the end with a prayer. So the five of you spread out. If you know somebody or somebody's close, circle around them and take some time to pray for them as they go out here shortly.
God, I thank you for each one of these seniors. God, I pray for them as they go out from our church.
Lord, we send them out into your mission field, God. Wherever that may be, whatever college that may be at, whatever place of employment that is. God, I pray for boldness for each one of them. God, I pray that you keep them close to your heart, that they work hard to stay close to your heart. God, I pray for boldness that they would share with their friends. God, I pray for willing feet to go where you're sending them. God, I pray for listening ears to be attuned to your Spirit, to know 100% that they're going where you've called them to go. God, I pray that each one of them takes your calling seriously to make disciples of all nations, to encourage one another, to encourage us as a church as we see them live out their faith. God, I pray for amazing things to happen through these 5 seniors. God, we pray that we wouldn't handicap the moving of your Spirit by what we can think of, but that we would be totally open to what you're going to do through each one of them. God, we pray that each one of us can be a source of strength for them, and in turn, that we can learn something from each of them on their journey, something that we can apply to our lives that we see you doing through each one of them. But God, we send them out in expectation of you doing amazing things. In Jesus' name, amen. So now is your time for prayer and share, the time to share any prayer requests or praises that are going on in your lives.
Thanks for leading in that time, Todd. That was meaningful. Just a friendly reminder about our members meeting tomorrow night for those who are able to be there, and elections. Just wanted to also say there was a request or two about for anyone who is not able to be there, if there's a way to do some sort of absentee ballot or something. If you have interest in participating in the voting elections and aren't able to be there, if you could just see me and I can try to work that out. Thanks.
This is Kelly. Doug Musselman was not able to be here this morning, and he just asked me to make some announcements in regards to Sunday school this summer. It looks like this summer there will be a men's elective, a women's elective, and then a regular adult class with the regular Sunday school curriculum. And he just asked me to speak briefly about the book that the women will be doing. It's the book Adorned by Nancy Lee DeMoss Wagelmuth from Revive Our Hearts, if you've heard that on the radio at all. The book, it's a good intergenerational study based on Titus 2 about how women can influence each other's lives in our daily walk with the Lord and learn from one another. So if you're interested in doing the women's elective, he'd like to order materials within the next couple weeks. So there's a sign-up sheet on the table in the narthex. if you could take a look at that and sign up if you are interested in the women's elective this summer. Just add your name there. Thank you.
This is Carolyn. I just want to give a big thank you to everyone who helped last night at the Backyard Kids Club. We had a little over 40 children show up for the event. It went really smooth, and for everyone who was able to help and to put the work into it, thank you for that. The next event coming up will be the Backyard Kids Club Bible School. Again, that is in July, and again, if you're interested in helping in any way, can fill out a little sheet of paper, make sure I get it, and we'll plug you in somewhere. Thanks.
This is an invitation that James Martin asked me to share. This evening at the Landis Homes West Bethany Chapel at 7 o'clock, there will be a service. It's entitled Celebrating Easter and Ascension. And Landis Homes mixed chorus and a men's chorus and a ladies chorus and congregational singing will be part of that service. So he wanted our congregation to have an invitation to that service. Again, 7 o'clock at the West Bethany Chapel at Landis Homes.
I know we just sang the songs during the worship period, but they were picked by the students or the seniors, and I was struck when I was up there playing guitar, some of the words, which probably gives you an idea where their hearts and their thoughts are right now. So I just wanted to read from the song Overcome. It's got a spot in there that says, sending us out, light in this broken land. And then the first verse from the song Oceans, it talks about being called into an area that's unknown and where your feet may fail. And the end of that verse says, but my faith will stand. The group of seniors that's leaving to go on to the rest of their lives has become a bunch of really good leaders. If you look in their groups that they're involved with, they've helped start Fellowship of Christian Athletes Association. They've led in prayer after athletic events. There's just a lot of good things going on in their lives, and I think as a church we should be proud of what we see there.
This is Chad. Doug asked me to share a little bit about the men's elective class for this summer. So they will be going through a video series called Stepping Up to Live a Courageous Life as a Christian Man. It is going to be a few short video lessons from well-known ministry leaders who unpack what biblical manhood looks like and what it means to be a godly, courageous man in today's world. So that'll be starting June 3rd, and there's also a workbook with that too. So I have a sign-up sheet on the table in the back. If you could just sign up sometime in the next 2 weeks if you are interested, that would be appreciated. Thank you.
All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this service. God, I thank you for meeting us here, and I thank you for touching our hearts. I thank you for desiring to have a relationship with us. May we never lose sight of that fact. Thank you that you love us as your children. And God, I lift up these prayer requests and praises to you. God, we pray for our members' meeting tomorrow. And God, we pray over the Sunday school curriculum for this summer, and for especially pray for Sunday school teachers and their willingness to teach about you to their peers, to our children. God, we thank you for people willing to step up and to step out of their comfort zone for you. God, we thank you for the Backyards Kids Club. God, we thank you for all the kids that came out. We just pray that the things that were shared will be a seed that will bloom at some point in the life of those children. God, we pray for people to come around them each to water the seed, to pull the weeds, to encourage the growth that was planted. We pray for the Landis Homes Easter and Ascension program. We pray that your word would go forth and the people that attend and the people that take part would be strengthened in their faith of you. And again, God, we just pray for our seniors that have a new journey that is coming upon them after 13 years of school. And just that new journey where it's unknown. God, there'll be failures along the way. And we know that you're there for us in that time, reaching down. God, and we also thank you for the good times. We thank you for the successes. We thank you for the mountaintops. Thank you that we have those times as well. Let's just pray for each journey, in each one of our journeys that we're on. God, we just pray for the rest of our day here together, that you would be in our midst. Be in the midst of our fellowship downstairs. And we thank you for meeting us here. In Jesus' name, amen. Austin's going to do a closing prayer for the meal, and then you can wait for the bell to go down.
Please bow your heads with me. Dear Lord, I pray that you would bless this food to our bodies and bless the hands that prepared it. And I pray that as we go through the rest of our day, that we will be a light for you in this world. Amen. Go in peace.